we started down the hill. I had already begun sifting through details and organizing the night patrol, when all of a sudden, I heard a sound that made me freeze in my tracks. I froze in my tracks. Grover, who was looking up at the stars, ran into me. Hold up! Halt! Did you hear what I heard?
Oops, excuse me, I don't know. What did you hear?
Shh! Listen. We cocked our heads and listened. There it was again. The sniveling, whining voice of a cat. They left all these nice corn cobs just for me. So, it's all coming clear now. We've been duped by the cat. He engineered this whole thing just so he could steal our corn cobs.
Huh. But I thought we didn't want the corn cobs.
That's precisely what he wanted you to think you wanted, Drover. You played right into his devilish scheme, and I came within a hair of playing the sucker myself. But I think we've caught it just in the nick of time.
Oh, good.
Come on, son, and prepare for combat. We're fixing to send Pete the Barn Cat to the School of Hard Knocks. And with that, we made an about-face and marched back up the hill.